into IRJ, into IRJ, into IRJ, calling into IRJ, blue, 1, 2, into IRJ, into IRJ, calling into IRJ. You're on there, Marty. Here's WB4AIO, WB4Alpha, India Oscar, calling your station and carefully listening.
I twice said a pleasant good morning to you. This is N2IRJ. However, I had the drive set to zero, so now I'm driving it harder. And heck, let me increase it more and find out if it'll take it. And we'll have a really good, strong QSO. There we go. Okay. I bet you're surprised to get a comeback. I heard the tuning up. I even got a sample of it. I was going to name the file and send it to you, and still intend to do it, the old one. Although, probably now you're going to be interested in the latest one, this one right now. I'm yawning. I'll turn it back to you.
Well, good morning, Marty. N2IRJ, WB4AIO. Yeah, you know, there's... I think I'm going to write an article about reducing the splatter and intermodulation distortion in Flex radios using Power SDR. And it's based on your... I'm going to give you full credit, of course, because it's based on your research. But I believe that... reducing that drive control to zero totally, and I mean totally, eliminates intermodulation distortion and splatter. There is none when that drive control is set at zero. WB4AIO.
That is really clever of you.
Okay. Very good. N2IRJ in the salt flats of central New Jersey near the RCA. Antenna Proving Grounds, this is WB4AIO in the cool, cool Allegheny Mountains of western Pennsylvania near Beaverdale, where the beavers are just, I mean, everywhere, all over the place, man. Yeah, you are a good 20 over 9, sometimes a little bit more. Conditions are good. And the static crashes are fairly loud this morning. In other words, they are noticeably above S9, maybe 5 over 9 on some peaks from the electrical discharges in the atmosphere. But you're strong enough where I'm not missing a single word. I'm astounded that you're able to run very close to full power with that solid-state amp way down here in the extra band. 3666 without it tripping off. I wonder if something in the weather or the moisture content of the soil has brought the resonance of your antenna lower in frequency. Don't know, but anyway, I suppose you can hear the Sony Vaio fan mixed with the Clipperton buzz and the fan and the Asus dusty microprocessor fan, which is coming on occasionally. They are reading a little below minus 20 on the compander meter, which is a good meter of the audio that's actually hitting the virtual balance modulator, the virtual W3DUQ balance modulator inside the Power SDR software. But you do sound like you have reduced fan noise. I don't know what you did. You might fill me in on that, but it sounds it's audible just barely when you stop talking. It's just barely detectable, and it's well below the static. To hear it, I have to listen between the static crashes, and I have to listen fairly intently, even after you stop talking for an extended period of time. So. Anyway, it's working well. Working well. I'm in the 7.5K mode since the band is totally clear, except for Mother Nature. WB4AIO, listening carefully for your radio station.
and I ask if the frequency's used, and I also use my VFO and check around, and then only then do I go into ESSB in the reduced mode. So I actually overkill. I actually ask beyond the limits of where I'm transmitting as to where I end up operating. If I try a 10 KC call after I've VFO swept it and pan adapter it, and then I start up. But once I establish that frequency, then it's not really fair for people like that below to come in and interfere. The band is open in other places. Over.
Yes, but you know how people are about having their own special favorite frequencies that they don't want to give up. They may have told their buddy, listen for me on, whatever the frequency is, listen for me on 3625, or listen for me on 3705, or whatever. And the other guy's just got a receiver on a fixed frequency. I've often wondered how different amateur radio would be if instead of using narrowband modes, and even ESSB is a narrowband mode, ESSB instead of ESSB or SSB or AM, instead we used some sort of time division multiplex, and the time division multiplex signal would be an extremely broadband digital signal using multiple carriers and multiple sidebands that would cover, say, the whole band from 3.6 to 4 megahertz. And when you would have instead of dividing the QSOs up by frequency, you'd divide them up by some sort of time code system, where even though everybody's using the whole bandwidth from 3.6 to 4 megahertz, a certain pulse repetition rates or certain coding algorithms would allow multiple stations to all fit into the same frequency range. And instead of frequency, you just have, multiple digital channels, just like the multiple digital channels they have on modern digital TV systems, where you have subchannel 1, subchannel 2, subchannel 3. And maybe you could even design a system where if you had enough bandwidth, maybe 3.6 to 4 isn't enough, but if you had enough bandwidth, a wide enough system, you could actually design it so every station had his own unique digital frequency hopping algorithm or unique digital pulse repetition rate or something. So that you could just set your receiver to receive N2IRJ's pulse repetition rate and nobody else's, and you'd only hear N2IRJ, or you'd only hear WB4AIO, or you'd enter another set of parameters and you could hear, station A, B, C, or D, but no others. Or maybe you would have it set so you could hear station A, B, C, and D, and then as an alternative, as an option, you could turn on a special calling channel where you could also hear people on calling channel 13 or calling channel 27 or whatever it might be, and then you would announce ahead of time via email or something that your group normally listens on calling channel 17 in addition to listening to the special algorithmic codes of the stations you particularly want to talk to. I don't know. I think something like that could be designed, but it would require the abandonment of existing systems, so probably it's not going to happen. WB4AIO.
So tell me, what was that feminazi term or something that you you accidentally fell for, over?
I don't use the expression feminazi, but I'll explain that in a minute. N2IRJ in the Dream Interpretation Net on 666 kilohertz, +3. This is WB4AIO. Okay, well, that's quite a dream. One thing that Handy Marty, before I make the rest of my commentary, is while you're dreaming, if there's a computer nearby in your dream, just send yourself an email with a summary of the dream. And then when you'll get it when you wake up in the morning, and it will have a lot of the details that you probably would have otherwise have forgotten. So you might try that technique. That's what I do. Over.
Okay. I do remember other details, but I won't bore you with them. It's an outgrowth of our QSO last night. where Laura participated into JTT. And you're right. Her voice on your recording was, it did have sex appeal. And it was really lively, polite, the nice personality came through, all the things that are real. And I'll say that years ago, when she was even younger, she was on the 2 meter repeater, and the way her voice sounded was so sweet, even with the communications grade FM, it still was detectable as being bright and shiny and the upbeat spirit, you know, attitude on life and all. And she received lots of phone calls, and one was from a dentist. He just started his practice, and you know, I think he would have liked to, you know, get in with her maybe and have a date or something, you know. But when he found out about me, he never called again. And I felt sorry for the guy. I was never mean to any of those guys. I always just remembered what it was like to suffer without having someone on my side to give me the support and someone I could be happy with. So what happened is I listened to your recording, even though it was 2 hours. And I think you did edit a few spots, even at the end. But that's okay. I was completely satisfied. The salient parts were there. It made it very enjoyable to hear Laura's voice. And I think I might have fallen asleep, even though I said I heard the end. The thing stuck in my head because I was relaxed and I was hearing her voice and reminiscing about the good old times on the FM repeater. This is November 2. I'm Romeo Juliet IRJ. Back to you.
Yeah, okay. Very good, Marty. Well, now we need to go into the interpretation phase for your dream, and I think the meaning of that particular dream is very, very clear. And there are really two messages that the unconscious or the other world beyond the veil is trying to teach you through that dream. I think one is you can't depend on VHF. You can't depend on VHF FM handy talkies to communicate in emergency situations when vampires are attacking you, because the damn rubber duck antennas are always breaking off. So the lesson is, number one lesson is always carry your HF 75 meter capabilities with you. Always carry a 75 meter antenna and a 75 meter transmitter or receiver or transceiver of some type on your person, so you can get through on 3666 kilohertz. That's of vital importance. Second lesson is always bring a beautiful woman with you. They're very, very handy in multiple situations. So write that down, and if you learn a lesson like that every night in your dreams, I think you're going to be a better person. Just think of all the lessons you're going to learn over the course of the next year. It's pretty awesome. WB4AIO. Yeah, okay, very, very interesting. N2IRJ, WB4AIO. I just turned on my azimuthal map program, which shows the gray line and the areas of the earth that are in light and the areas that are in darkness, and it looks like sunrise happened a few minutes ago in New Jersey, and it's about to happen right here in the high hills near Beaverdale, Pennsylvania. So pretty soon absorption is going to be a factor, but maybe it will help us for a little while, because most of the thunderstorm activity, according to blitzartongue.org, is out east of Florida, several hundred miles. And I'm amazed how strong it is, considering it's that far out. But since the sun has risen where the lightning is, where most of the lightning is, even earlier than it rose where you are, perhaps that will create a window where the lightning crashes are attenuated more quickly than our signals are attenuated. And so as we ride the absorption roller coaster down to nothing Perhaps the signal to noise ratio will actually temporarily get a little bit better. But getting back to your dream, you know, one of the unexplained things in your dream is, why was there a shower in a restaurant? That is, I mean, maybe you go to fancier restaurants than I go to, but, you know, the restaurants I go to don't have showers. WB4AIO.
Yeah, for some reason, my dreams don't hold me within the bounds of reality, you know, when awake. And by the way, I suspected that you didn't like the term feminazi, and I, too, had my reasons for not using it, but I figured it was an easily understandable Rush Limbaugh term. If he is even the one who invented it, I don't know. But he apparently uses it a lot, or used it a lot in the past. I haven't watched him in 10 years or 20 years or however long it's been. I just, in the very beginning, was made aware of his existence. So anyway, it gives Nazis a bad name, and some things Nazis did were good. I suppose that's the angle you're coming at. Over.
Well, when I talk about femspeak, that's the term I use, femspeak, I suppose there are many aspects to femspeak, but the one I was referring to was the modern tendency to use a plural pronoun when really only one person is being referred to. For example, we were talking about the people who are slightly lower in frequency from us, and I said, without thinking really, I said, I wonder how our upper frequencies are coming in at the other station. Might have a weak reception at their location, and really that's improper. I shouldn't have said that, because I was referring to one person, and so I shouldn't say their location. I should say his location, or her location, or his or her location. I should never say their location when I'm referring to one person, but the feminists have purposely changed our language, so we're starting to avoid saying his or her in situations like that. Now, if I was referring to more than one person, then I could say there, but then I should add S onto the end of the word location. Then I should say their locations, and that would make it clear that I was speaking of more than one person. And then, of course, the plural pronoun is quite appropriate. But the feminists, they've been messing with our language to make it so we can't even speak English anymore. And they're not the only ones. WB4AIO.
And saying the word I was too, psychologically assertive, maybe, or something. I don't know why people do that. I don't think they know the rule either in English. And to RRJ again, and back to you.
Okay, and to IRJ and the Grammar and Dream Interpretation Net, this is WB4AIO on 3666.00-something. Yeah, well, I guess I'm not too persnickety about the arbitrary rules of grammar, but I do think that meaning should be clear, and tradition should be respected, because it helps in communication of actual ideas, thoughts, and feelings. And there's something beautiful about the tradition of language also, that I respect that. On the other hand, there are some rules from the past, like the rules against the splitting of infinitives, that I think are kind of silly, so I sort of ignore those. I guess I feel that, being a writer, and being a person who understands language fairly well, I've sort of risen to the level where I can respect the rules that deserve respect, and disrespect the rules that don't deserve respect. But I don't come down hard on people. The one thing that really gets me, though, is femspeak and gay speak. I don't even like to say gay speak, because I don't agree with their hijacking of the word gay. But you know, these people who, for political reasons, want to alter the language and you know, use the power of the media and the power of the press and the power of the academic establishment to push their foul agendas on everybody else. For example, there's a certain group of feminists who don't like the fact that they don't like the word woman or the word women. They don't like those words because woman has M-A-N, it has man in it. And of course, I'm reasonably sure that the origin of the word is womb man, a man with a womb. So actually, it's an improvement on a man. So they shouldn't object to it. But anyway, they hate men so much, they don't want to have M-E-N in the word women, or the M-A-N in the word woman. So they change it, the letter A to the letter Y, and it's women with a Y in it. And they actually carry on as if that's the correct spelling. I mean, it's funny in a way, but I've seen young minds blighted by insanity like that. So I don't like that kind of purposeful, politically motivated change in the language. Gets my goat. I'm against it. And so I'm also against the use of plural pronouns when really you should say he or her. I don't mind saying her for the generic. That's okay. I guess if you obsessively do it, then you sound like you're politically motivated. That I don't like. But if you occasionally do it, I think it's perfectly okay. WB4AIO. So anyway, this is the Dream Interpretation in GrammarNet, WB4AIO with N2IRJ. Wonder if there are any breakers. Nothing heard.
I wonder why. Maybe they really believe that is what this net is all about. It's not a net yet. It's just an offshoot of another net and two participants speaking to one another. Sometimes people broke in like last night.
Well, it could be. Sometimes it comes in enhanced for a little while before it fades out. And I think what happens is that the height of the F2 layer changes between darkness and daylight. And sometimes the changed height causes a phase cancellation where signals drop out almost completely. And then when the new layer totally dominates, the phase cancellation is gone. And the signal actually comes up for a while, and then the final act is the D layer becomes highly ionized and just absorbs everything. However, we are headed to winter, and so the absorption is less. The D layer has less hours during the day to form itself into its old evil self. And also, we may have passed the peak of the sunspot cycle, so it could be that sunspot numbers will be going down, and in general ionization will be going down. And even though people who are really into DX on the upper HF bands will lament that fact because there'll be fewer openings, on the low bands, 40 meters and 75 meters and 160 meters, you'll actually find lower loss, and you'll end up with the situation we had back in the early to mid 90s when we had conditions where we could reliably talk for hundreds of miles during the day with strong signals right at noontime on 75 meters. I remember getting on with KO4FE and KE2LO and N3GVA, and I was in West Virginia, and of course other stations were in Maryland and Pennsylvania and upstate New York, and had perfect, wonderful QSOs with the strong signal levels right at noon or in the early afternoon. So anyway, just got to get an efficient antenna up there and roll with it, because nobody can change the Kennelly-Heaviside layer, not even Kennelly or Heaviside. They can't change it either. WB4AIO.
Linear. That's what was kind of interesting about it. It didn't have some dips and valleys as I would have expected. It was just downright linear, and geometrically shaped nice. You have a linear noise from, I guess, the VIO PC, and or in combination with whatever else is there. But I'm not saying that it's bad, but I just thought I'd let you know that that's how it looks when you're not talking. Over.
Okay. Very good. I try to engineer the station so that when I'm talking, my voice is somewhat louder than the fan noise. That's my goal. I guess I've achieved that. I'm a little disturbed, though. You say you can receive my fan noise when I'm not talking. Does that mean even when I have not depressed the push-to-talk key, you can still hear my fan noise? That's a little disturbing. Yeah. Yep. I think selective fading is a significant phenomenon. Some people predict the future with tea leaves scattered in the bottom of a teacup after you drink the tea. Other people do it with tarot cards. We could do it with fan noise analysis unlike you could read your palm, of course. That's another way of predicting the future. But the really accurate way is to analyze your fan noise, and it actually tells a lot about your personality, a lot about your future life, a lot about your past life, for that matter. And I think we should expand the net to go beyond mere dream interpretation and grammar. I think we really need to expand the focus of our net here, WB4AIO.
This time I concentrated on looking at the grid to find out how much the fan noise is, even though it probably didn't fully recover. I will say it's an honest 10 dB. That is really hydrophobic stuff. When a droplet touches it, it just runs right off the window. It's downright amazing. Over.
Oh yeah, I've used that before. It's very effective. It doesn't last forever, but it is very effective. I guess it fills in all the microscopic pits in the glass. And in addition, as you say, it's hydrophobic. It's interesting. It's okay to be hydrophobic in our society, but it's not okay to be homophobic. I can't figure that out. WB4AIO.